Alaska's teenagers are making positive differences in their communities across the state.
For the 20-year anniversary of the Spirit of Youth Awards, we reconnected with past honorees to find out how recognition influenced them as youth and later as adults.
Lukey Tobin first heard about Spirit of Youth about 16 years ago when she was a teenager. She was recognized for organizing a conference for Arctic youth. Here she is in a 2002 Spirit of Youth interview.
A bunch of kids got together. We talked about what we feel youth need to do to empower themselves, and what we need to do to empower Alaskan youth, and how to bridge the gap between rural and urban teenagers.
Today, Tobin reflects on what that time in her life meant for her future.
Growing up in Nome, you don't really have a lot of access or understanding about some of those bigger things that happen in urban centers like in Anchorage or Fairbanks.
As a teen, she was excited to be recognized. But now she realizes how recognition and support from her mentors propelled her forward. Nome Community Center Director Marie Morelli secured funding for the youth conference.
She probably went through a lot of hurdles and jumps and got a lot of grant denials and did a lot of paperwork just so I could have this like 100-person conference in my high school where I just got to make really cool graphics and a program schedule and invite speakers. I had no idea about the money side of it.
Tobin now works at the Anchorage Museum as the annual giving manager, a position that has allowed her to give back in ways that are similar to what her mentors provided for her.
I know and believe that young people are the conduit to a better future and a better community.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Cornelius Nelson. ATME reporter Danielle Duclos also contributed to the story.
To learn more about Spirit of Youth's 20th anniversary celebration, or to nominate a teen making a difference in your community, visit spiritofyouth.org.